The Baltimore Ravens, well-documented inability to force turnovers in the postseason. Didn't they force the? I thought they forced the turnover though against the Steelers though in that wild card round, didn't they? Was that the pick six by?
I don't remember.
By Humphrey? Was that that game or the final?
That was regular season.
That was regular season. Okay, all right.
I think Vinny talked about it the other day when we had him on. I think it, like, they've given the ball up like 17 times in the last like five playoff games and only forced three turnovers or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, it's a big problem. Do you think, Jeremy, they did enough to address that?
In the offseason?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I feel like the thing when I look at the Ravens defense that some fans would go, I'd like to have more wholesale names rushing the passer. I mean, you've got Kyle Van Noy at the back end of his career who's just killing it, whether you like it or not. And that's one of the weird things is like they haven't had those household names of big time pass rushers, but because of the scheme, they've gotten it done across the board. Like there's a bunch of guys that can get to the quarterback. Their best pass rusher might even be Kyle Hamilton for all we know. But that being said, yeah, I feel like they did. I mean, adding a Jair Alexander, if he stays healthy, getting depth at the cornerback position. I think we could sit here and say, okay, weak side linebacker, maybe I'm a little concerned there. And what, maybe another depth piece on the defensive line. I saw Christian Wilkinson, is it Wilkins? Christian Wilkins got released by the Raiders. They said he did something really out of pocket. And one of his former teammates said, yeah, that dude's a little, he's a little weird. He's a little fruity. He does some things. Yeah. I'm wondering what he did in that locker room to get, he got released.
Released. He's a football player.
I don't know if he was going around like playing bongos on people's butts or balls or whatever. You know, something was going on in that. Right?
Or walking around naked, moving his hips out, doing the Dak Prescott thing.
They just said he's a weird dude, but that guy can play football.
And he got released.
Yeah. I think they did enough.
You think they did enough? This is what Ravens defensive coordinator Zach Orr had to say on the topic.
First thing, man, we just teach it, man. We getting better at teaching it, teaching in the classroom, showing opportunities on film, showing how to get the football out, understanding how important it is. And I think Coach Harbaugh has done a great job this spring of talking about what's the really the impactfuls that impact the football games. And takeaways for a defense is at the top of the list. And when we take the ball away, we'll win. When we don't, we got a good chance of winning, but why put ourselves in that position? So obviously we look at it last year. We didn't take the ball away enough. We had zero takeaways in the playoffs. And we, us as defensive coaches and players, we look at it as the reason why we didn't get to where we wanted to get to. So we're talking about it every single day. We're teaching it. We're drilling it. And we're making our guys aware of how important it is. And, you know, it's not just me talking about it. It's the every coach is talking about it, even on the offense. Just think about it. If we take the football away and we keep giving our offense and LJ more opportunities to score, we'll be in good shape.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think people bring up scheme when you don't have the name pass rushers, right? Like, we've said this before. Steph Curry is in a phenomenal scheme, right? But Steph Curry would be great wherever he went. And I feel like this scheme that you've seen that's been created by former defensive coordinator and then now like watching it, it's almost like, okay, we watched Greg Roman and how he ran the football and what he did. We took that and then installed a passing game with it because that's something Greg couldn't do. With Mike McDonald, I almost said Mike McDaniel. I always do that with those two cats. When he left, he had a great scheme as far as a pass rush. People were killing him year one and in year two, it's like, they won the Triple Crown on defense. Yeah. Go name me one of those pass rushers. Yeah. And I'm not talking about a Baltimore fan. I'm talking about a football fan from out of town. Nobody's like pointing at going, oh my God, you had this guy and you had that guy. Jadeveon Clowney was the best name, and he was probably the weakest pass rusher they had. So I just go back and I look at certain things and say, yes, I do think this is ultimately scheme. There's nothing wrong with scheme, but if you put great players in a scheme, a lot of times it works out way better than what anything you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. So you think they did enough in the offseason?
I mean, I think the scheme here is great. Again, they don't have the names. Did they go out and get a premier pass rusher? No. But again, you have constraints. This team, when we talk about it, the weaknesses, if you want to say that, we don't know about kicker this year. We don't know about left guard.
Right.
And I think you could even point at some of the depth spots as far as the defensive line or even weak side linebacker and say, okay, how is this going to look? I don't think any of them are weaknesses. I just think they're not as good as the other spots. Does that make sense or kind of like at least it's fair in my mind when I look at them?
Yeah, I think I agree with you on the scheme. I think you have talented players. And sometimes when you have talented players who are versatile, scheme is all you need.
Geno Stone should be sending 20% of his paycheck to Seattle every year.
Seattle?
Yeah, that's where Mike McDonald is. He got him paid.
I got you.
He got him paid. He was, and again, tip of the cap to Geno. He was in the right place at the right time, but a lot of that had to do with the scheme. He made the plays.
Yeah. And that's why I think when you have, and again, he's the example. He's a talented player. He's talented.
Yeah.
Is he as good as his stats? No. But he's talented. You put talented athletes in a good scheme, dude, you have things that could work for you. And I think that's where the Ravens are. I agree with you. I think this is going to be a good year, big year for Zach Orr. I don't know what he's going to do without Dean Pease. No,
what are you talking about? I got Chuck Pagano.
I just want to get you going.
He's a better version of Dean Pease. Chuck Pagano.
It should be fun. It should be fun on defense. There'd be no reason the Ravens shouldn't get to the Super Bowl. They're going to have, in my opinion, the best offense in the league and the top five defense in the league.
Right now, they're the only team that I've seen on paper that is projected top three offense, top three defense.
Really?
Nobody else in the top five of both. We shall see. I mean, look, it's all setting up, and I think that's why you're hearing Harbaugh go, it's not Super Bowl or bust. Hey, it is Super Bowl or bust. Like, you could sit here and sell it any way you want, and I understand that you're telling people that. And, oh, by the way, if you're saying it's Super Bowl or bust, you've never won anything. Okay. I mean, that's more of him talking down to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, you've had the most talented team the past 2 years. Now it's going into the third year. You need to come away with some hardware, at least get to the dance. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there'll be lots of criticism if they get there and don't win at all. However, I think this city will proverbially burn down if they don't get there at all.
Yeah. I mean, because...
Not literally.
Yeah. Like people aren't going to be looting or whatever because the Ravens don't win, but... He's just saying from a sports standpoint.
They save that for winning.
Yes. After you've gone through what we went through with the Orioles this year unexpectedly, if you have any sort of disappointing season, and again, the only things that you can do to improve is to A, get to the Super Bowl, and B, win it. You ain't got anything else to show us. You went to the AFC Championship. You hosted the game. You lost to an inferior team. You know, you went on the road. You faced Buffalo. You lost, in my mind, to an inferior team.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, a team that you beat their asses earlier in the year and damn near ran for, what, over 200 yards against them. Mm-hmm. I go back to that game and in even the last few playoff games, and you're watching it, you're going, did that really just happen? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just weird. I don't blame any one individual. Like, even coaching, I don't even blame them. You look back at it and look back at it. Look back at it. Sorry. I had a little 2 Chainz on my mind. I'm just saying, like, to see a ball get fumbled through the end zone, to see, you know, a player drop a pass down the sideline where he probably could have walked in the end zone from about 60 yards out, to see Mark Andrews fumble at midfield and then drop a 2-point conversion. Lamar throws 4 picks and he throws one of the worst passes he's thrown all year when he threw it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, you ain't done that all year. Why'd you do that there?
Right.
And I don't think it's singularly anybody's fault.
Collectively, it becomes a culture, though.
Yes, exactly. You said it better than I did, and I just rambled for 14 minutes.
It becomes a culture. It does. And that's what I'm worried about. Can they shake the culture?